This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever heard of spindling excessive beta? Sounds like a sci-fi villain, right?
It's definitely got a dramatic name, yeah. But it's a real thing, a brainwave pattern, actually.
A brainwave pattern that's causing some serious detective work? Wow.
Exactly. It's showing up in cases where traditional diagnoses just aren't cutting it.
So we're talking about a mystery in the brain. Let's crack this case open. So what exactly is spindling excessive beta, or SEB for short?
It's a specific pattern of brain waves, these rhythmic bursts of beta activity, kind of like a spindle. Think of it as a flickering light, but in your brain.
I see. And this flickering isn't normal?
Not when it's widespread and happening while you're awake. It usually points to some kind of cortical dysregulation.
So what causes this brainwave chaos?
It's not one thing. It's linked to a bunch of conditions like ADHD, anxiety, PTSD, even some types of epilepsy.
Wow, a real chameleon. That's interesting.
Exactly. But it's also been tied to things like heavy metal toxicity and traumatic brain injuries. It's a marker of underlying problems, not a diagnosis itself.
How do you even spot this SEB?
A standard EEG, read by a trained neurophysiologist, they look for that specific pattern of beta waves.
Right. And once it's spotted, what's next?
A whole lot of detective work. You need to rule out other things like metabolic issues, sleep disorders, even structural brain problems, blood tests, brain scans, the works.
So it's not just one diagnosis, it could be many?
Right. It's been linked to ADHD, autism, bipolar disorder, anxiety, PTSD. It's a common thread in cases that don't respond well to treatment. It's complicated.
So it's like a clue pointing to a deeper issue?
Precisely. It suggests underlying cortical dysregulation.
Are there any medications that might make SEB worse?
Yes, some can actually exacerbate it. Benzodiazepines, stimulants, even some SSRIs. It's something doctors need to be aware of.
That's a crucial point. So it's a bit of a balancing act for doctors?
Absolutely. They need to be careful when prescribing certain medications to patients with SEB.
So how do you treat SEB?
You don't treat the SEB itself, you treat the underlying cause. If it's heavy metal toxicity, you do chelation therapy. If it's a sleep disorder, you address that. Neurofeedback can also be helpful.
You mentioned a case study. Tell me about that.
Sure. A teenager initially diagnosed with ADHD, but his symptoms got worse with stimulants. An EEG revealed SEB, and further testing showed lead poisoning. Chelation therapy and zinc supplements cleared it up. His ADHD diagnosis was essentially reversed. Amazing, right?
So SEB is a red flag, not a diagnosis in itself?
Exactly. It's a signal to dig deeper and find the root cause. It's about precision medicine, not just treating symptoms.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this fascinating brainwave mystery. I learned a lot.